This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Mark Gioiella has worked at CNN. He's worked at a TV station in Miami. He's worked at a couple of TV stations in New York City as a reporter and an anchor. But he never said on the air, you know what, I've got mental health issues. He never said that because he felt that that was a stigma that he did not want to have to live with publicly. Because saying words like that out loud can really affect your career, whether it's in TV news or any other job in America. But recently he wrote a piece for a website called Journalism Deliberated, in which he said, screw stigma, I'm coming out. Coming out as a man with mental health issues. So I've asked him to join me today and talk about his story. Mark, welcome to America Weekend.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
What have been the repercussions of this piece that you wrote?
It's been kind of amazing. I've heard from so many people who were affected by reading what I wrote and identified with it, and have gotten in touch with me. And a lot of journalists that I've known over the years who have emailed me or sent me messages to say, you know, I haven't been able to say that myself, but I also have similar issues. Some people with different diagnoses, but saying, you know, I get where you're coming from, and I've, you know, essentially, you know, been afraid to talk about it because, you know, it doesn't sound like something that everybody would understand or really, you know, support.
What are your issues? What is your mental health disorder?
Technically, I'm OCD, so obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, it's weird. I mean, I'm somebody who can tell you very much about every other thing physically that ever happened to me. You know, when I got a bone spur in my foot as a runner, I wanted to, you know, to see the x-ray, and I understand it, and I understand what the cream that goes on it is, anti-inflammatory, that helps, you know, I know the whole detail. But when it comes to the mental health stuff, it confuses me. I don't understand it. I think that's part of the problem is people, when it's the mind, it just gets kind of hazy gray. It's like, well, there's no test that says you get this one disorder. You have to sit down, and then a doctor says, that's what it seems like. And so even I find moments where I'm like, is there something really wrong with me, or is this just me living life? And it's, you know, and I think that adds to the problem of wanting to say, you know, making it something that is like any other illness. And just matter of fact, it keeps it a special class and keeps it something that people tend not to talk about.
Did your mental health issues affect your job in television?
I mean, it affected everything about my life. You know, I don't know if it affected my work on the air, but it certainly affected my work off the air. It kept me from having a really full life. It would, you know, the kind of OCD I have, the kind of cliche OCD that people may think about is the kind of, you know, somebody washing their hands with a fresh bar of soap every, you know, few hours or whatever. There are a variety of other kinds of ways that it manifests. For me, it's more about thoughts that are intrusive and kind of get in the way, that that are kind of disturbing times, and other times they're just kind of like annoying. They pop in when you're trying to do something else. And and that, you know, it's something that I deal with. But for me, outside of work, it sort of kept me from having a life. I mean, I was really just a mess. And also, you know, journalists, as you know, doing radio, you know, you say anything, do any story, and people are going to call and tell you what an idiot you are. And for me, I was not able to handle that sort of thing. And I mean, I would handle it fine in the moment, but I would go home and I could not stop thinking about the things that people would say and if they were right and if I was a terrible person and a lousy reporter. And it's kind of made it really, really hard just to leave my work at work.
You use the word stigma in the headline of your story, that there's a stigma attached to this. And we certainly know that there are millions and millions of Americans who are suffering from mental health issues. I actually think that we spend way too little time talking about and diagnosing and helping people, from those with severe mental health issues all the way down to people who may just need some Prozac to be able to get through their average day. But you put the word stigma on there because you were worried about being outed as a person with mental health issues. What were you worried about?
Everything. I mean, everything. I don't want to be the guy in the newsroom who people look at and say, oh, God, he's a mess, you know, or, you know, I don't know if he's the right guy to cover this story because, you know, he's not 100%. And I didn't also newsrooms, like a lot of companies, worry obsessively, to probably use a bad word in this context, but about what people think. And, I was, I guess, afraid that there would be a sense of, we've got the reporter who's not 100% mentally, so that's probably not the best reporter to cover certain stories, and people are going to say something, or, you know, I might, you know, it might affect the kind of work I could do and the kind of decisions and the kind of roles I would get inside the newsroom. And certainly I was worried about whether anybody would hire me if that was something that was known about me. And that's certainly something that people with any kind of mental illness are worried about. There's, you know, been studies about it saying that, you know, and hiring managers have said that they've been pretty upfront. And there was a survey recently where they said, no, about a staggering number, like 60% said, yeah, I don't think that that's the kind of person I would want to bring into our office, because that could be a problem. There could be all kinds of issues with this person fitting in. And what if they were, you know, what if they had a problem? You know, you don't worry about what if some, a diabetic has a problem, a bad day, but you certainly worry about if a person with a mental problem has a bad day, because what, you know, my God, what could happen? You know, so some hiring managers were very straightforward in the story saying, yeah, no, I would definitely skip that, move on to somebody else. And that's a pretty good reason for somebody to say, well, that's probably not something I'm going to bring up. And definitely don't want to put out there because, you know, that there is that stigma. And people probably, even if they don't consciously think about it, they may say, oh, well, that's right. That's the guy with the thing. No, yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
You also write in the piece about the stereotypes that are assigned to people who have mental health issues. And yet on your Twitter feed, Mark, you refer to yourself as a journalist and crazy person. Why?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if that was a smart thing or not, but it just, what happened was when I published that story, I was immediately hit on Twitter I've never had anything like that happen to me with social media before, where the response was overwhelming. I couldn't keep up with it. I tried to thank people for saying, you know, I was touched by what you wrote. I identified with what you wrote. Thank you for what you wrote. And I tried to, you know, at least acknowledge everybody, but it was coming so fast. I felt that I needed to sort of because so many people were coming to me for that reason, I felt I needed to put something on there that acknowledged it. And, for whatever reason, I wanted to make light of it, in a sense. I don't want to put down diagnosed with mental illness. You know, it didn't feel right to me. But, you know, I'm also, my Twitter bio also says I'm known as the world's most annoying husband, which is true, and I'm proud of it. And so I thought, you know, crazy person, I'll just own that. And I think that few people who have ever known me would say that surprises them, but I think that's because I have, you know, just because of who I am, not because of what mental issues I have. If you can appreciate the difference, which is another thing I was worried about, was that I like to have a sense of humor. I like to goof around all the time, and I was afraid that might be taken away from me. That if I said I had a mental illness, people would say, "Oh, he's funny because he's sick." You know, he's not funny. He's a mess, you know. And I was really worried that my sense of humor would be seen as a sad, you know, side effect of this problem I have, instead of kind of one of the things I really like about myself.
You know, you talk about the stigma of mental health. I remember vividly 1972, George McGovern chose a guy by the name of Thomas Eagleton to be his running mate. The man was, you know, on the ballot for vice president of the United States, but had to withdraw when it was discovered he'd had some mental health issues and had undergone electroshock therapy.
Yeah.
In the 42 years since then, has the stigma gotten worse, or have we gotten any better about looking at somebody with mental health issues saying, okay, you know what? He's got that kind of problem. This person over here broke his leg. Let's deal with both of those things.
Right. I don't think we're a heck of a lot better than then. But I think we're ready to talk about it. And I think that, and there are very, very effective social media campaigns from some large charities in Europe and here in the United States, where the drive is just talk about it. Because if you talk about it, it comes out of the shadows and people can identify with what it really means to have any one of a number of mental health diagnoses, which can be very mild to really, really bad.
Yeah, and just getting it out there, exposing it, giving it some light, makes people more aware of it. Although I would argue that it's gotten worse, because in 1972, Thomas Eagleton was publicly out as somebody with mental health issues. Now we have crazy politicians everywhere, and it's very different. Thanks for sharing your story today, Mark. I appreciate it.
Honor to have you to be on the show. Thanks so
much. Mark Gioiella joining me here on America Weekend. We'll put a link to his story on our Facebook page so you can read it all the way through.